Good morning. I'm sitting in my surprisingly warm studio. I forgot to turn the heater off again last night, so it was lovely and warm when I came out here this morning. I'm sure the electricity company will be pleased. And actually, it is rather nice to come out to a warm studio. Yes, good morning. This is the 410th One Thing Today micro podcast. Every couple of weeks, the podcast, which is sent out daily, every weekday, to sustainably creative members, is available here for free on the site. And if you're listening, if you're an occasional listener, hello, it's lovely to have you. If you'd like to listen to these podcasts on a regular basis, check out www.sustainablycreative.com/members to find out how. Yes, I'm sitting here with a large cup of coffee, wondering what sort of shape my day should have. Usually on a Monday, I have a regular meeting in town. I meet up with some fellow writers, and it's a really good thing to do because we're all self-employed. It's really nice to kind of have that kind of connection on a regular basis. But today, I think I'm up too late to get into town comfortably, and I'm also very tired at the moment. I've been having a very busy couple of weeks getting ready for the launch of my new book, Drawing Your Life. Sorry if I keep going on about it. It's just rather exciting. And there's been a lot to do, much more than I thought there would be to do. So I'm feeling very tired and also aware that this week is going to be quite a tough week. Funeral on Wednesday for my friend who died last week. And I think that's probably going to be quite a big thing to do this week. So I think I'm not going to plan too many other things this week. Take things easy and have a good rest around the more difficult stuff. I think I've learned that when I know energy is going to be used up, that it really is worth putting some in the bank. So I think it's the right decision today just to take things slowly. However, on a more exciting note, in a little while I'm going to do the draw for the winner of the 400th podcast competition that I said a couple of weeks ago. I asked people to share the podcast and another blog post that I'd written about drawing your life. And in return, I'm giving away a free pre-publication signed copy of Drawing Your Life. Ooh, let me just turn that heater off. It's quite warm enough already and it's very noisy. There, that's better. So I shall do the draw for that. And there's a couple more copies of the book for members to win as well, which I'll announce the winners of that bit of the competition in tomorrow's podcast. So some nice things to be doing. I'm writing out everybody's name and I'm putting them all in my lucky teapot, and I shall draw a name out later and record the winner a little bit later on today and attach it to this podcast. So if you've entered, good luck, and listen out to see if you've won or not. So that's me for today. I think my one thing for today will be to do that draw, and I think then to take it easy for the rest of the day. I hope wherever you are that you can have a good day today, that you can find one small thing to do to move your creative life on a little, as always. And if, like me, you know you've got a difficult week ahead, do try your best to put a little bit of energy aside in the bank, just to make things a bit easier. Take care, have a lovely day, and I shall be back tomorrow with a little bit more. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. I've filled my teapot with entries from the 400th podcast competition, and I'm about to pick one winner. If you entered, thank you very much. Let's see, I'm going to dig deep and pull one out. Here we go. Okay. And the winner is Marigold Benfield. I hope I pronounced your surname right, Marigold. I shall be in touch later today. I shall email you and ask your postal address. Thank you very much if you entered the podcast competition to win a copy of Drawing Your Life. If you're a member and you entered the competition, I'll be drawing two more names tomorrow. So there's still a chance to win a copy of the book if you're a member of the site. If you do want to listen to these podcasts on a regular basis and you're not already a member of Sustainably Creative, do pop over to sustainablycreative.com/members. And one other plug, if you do pre-order a copy of the book, either from me or from your favourite real world or online bookshop, you're eligible for a free month's membership of Sustainably Creative. If you're currently a member, you can have a refund of 1 month's membership fee. And if you're not already a member, you have a completely free month. There's no credit card needed or anything. You just can be signed up for a free month to try out the site. So if you do pre-order the book, check out the front page of sustainablycreative.com to find out how you can get a free month membership of the site. There we go. Have a lovely day. I'm going to drink my cup of tea and I shall have to empty all these names out of the teapot so I can make a new pot. Have a lovely day. I shall be back tomorrow for members with a little bit more. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.